Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, May 9th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community diversity sanctuary solidarity radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. Just look for the enormous button. We have the biggest button there is. And I guess it's kind of a... Donald Trump seems to be precipitating us into a search for the biggest button. He just cannot... He actually... After the three stooges were extracted from North Korea, Donald Trump proposed himself for the Nobel Prize. And I'm thinking, yeah, except that Israel has just fired missiles at Iran, which doesn't really help the situation. Wow, talk about a bad neighbor! In all of its history, Israel has done nothing but the evil in the region. It's like living in a neighborhood for years and years, and you know, having cookouts and with the neighbors, and sharing childcare, and borrowing a cup of sugar, and all that. And all of a sudden, here comes somebody that wants to fight with everyone. You know, that is the unavoidable parallel. It seems ridiculous, but anyway, it there it is. More ridiculous stuff. We've got weather for the Cascadia region, as you probably twigged by now. It's wet out there. It's going to be rainy, and we're going to have a high around 62 for tonight again. It'll back off a little bit, gathering in strength for Friday. Overnight lows of 47 and Friday partly sunny, highs near 66, and overnight lows around 50. Moving on into the weekend, Saturday, patchy fog, and then a high near 80. Saturday night, clear skies, lows around 55, and Sunday 66. Sunday night, low around 58 with clear skies overhead, and Monday just around the corner. And no doubt we will be, it's like little arrows coming in, little tweets. Whoever would have imagined, not that many years ago, a president communicating with the entire world by tweeting. It's so inconceivably, it's so awful, and yet we accept it, which leads one to the unavoidable conclusion that there's pretty much nothing that this administration could do that gets people's attention, really, or gets people that prods the American populace to take action. It's, to me, absolutely incredible. Whatever it is that whatever we did in the past, which, by the way, we're not even doing that right now, has led us nowhere. In fact, it's led us to right here, where we are now. And it seems that no one has any good ideas left. We get very excited about these primaries, but you know, show me the change. Just show me. I do believe that it's necessary at some point to find it within ourselves to do the heavy lifting, the hard work, to take action of a sort that will make a change. I don't see any other way around it. We are... It'll only get worse. Trump will obviously, right now, there's no question about it, he'll be reelected. I can safely say that he will be. Meaning another 4 years for whoever is waiting in the background. There is another Trump coming, and very likely the next one will have broader appeal. The next Trump will have a base that is more attractive, better spoken, better looking, younger, very likely. And the next Trump will step into the White House with massive public approval, and he will be as dangerous as Trump, probably more so. The world will probably gasp when it sees what America hath wrought, and I do mean wrought. That's a speculation, of course, but I don't, looking at all of the elements, looking at all the variables, there's really no other conclusion. It's almost a Trump for a full 8 years. It's almost a shoo-in. It's terrifying. But unless people stand up and have the courage to actually put muscle behind all the talk, there's no other option. That said, wow, Michael Cohen, you've been a very bad boy, Michael Cohen, as has Donald Trump, except that Donald Trump, everything just seems to just wash right off. It's hard to do any kind of a story on Michael Cohen, because whatever I can tell you about him only serves as a shade for all the rest of his glorious deeds, which seem to be a vast store, an endless bucket of entertainment. He didn't. What happened, of course, was that he wanted to have a place in the Trump administration. He didn't get it. He sort of thought he might end up as a chief of staff. Now he got permission to call himself the personal lawyer to Donald Trump, and we know he should have been also declared the in-house fixer without a clear portfolio. I'm now equipped with that title, personal attorney to the president. Cohen went about setting up. He wasn't just Donald Trump's fixer. He fixed plenty on his own. Basically, he owns cab companies, and he's pretty within that space, pretty corrupt. Somehow, AT&T got on board. So did the Swiss firm Novartis, and the law firm Squire Patton & Boggs. They all collectively paid Michael Cohen something in the reported area of $2 million. I would guess that's much higher, actually. And his arrangements, these and perhaps many, many more, probably goes much deeper, were brought to us by none other than Michael Avenatti, the attorney for Stephanie Clifford. This is so wonderful. The administration and all of those associated with it come out being revealed as dirtier in their the way they conduct their private lives than Miss Clifford, who is impeccable, and I might add, she's a superb horsewoman. It's really horses that she loves. She's rides hunter jumpers. Yesterday, additional details. This whole week, more details have been coming out about the exact amounts and the companies associated with those astronomical numbers. Payments are. I have a bunch of numbers in front of me which we could mention. 4.4 million between October of 2016 and this past January, which flowed through something called Essential Consultants. Well, essential to whom, you want to ask, because Essential Consultants is a non-existent company. It's just a void. This is to say it's a shell would be granting it far too much dignity. That said, we'll wait and see, because next week is obviously going to bring us some real eye-openers. And the Syrian state media says that Israel has struck a military outpost near the capital of Damascus. That was back on Tuesday, saying its air defenses intercepted and destroyed incoming missiles. The attack came, okay, wait for it. This attack, this is a completely unprovoked attack, apparently, as far as we know, came 1 hour, 1 hour after Trump announced that he was withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal. That seems, you know, we've said it before, we'll say it again. If you see a tortoise on a fence post, it didn't get there by accident. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that the missiles targeted depots and rocket launchers that likely belonged to Iran's Revolutionary Guards, which, by the way, is one of the funders of one of Donald Trump's dubious projects in Azerbaijan. So, just taking note of yet another set of connections. The group closely monitors the Syrian war through a network of activists on the ground, and it's not clear as yet whether those killed in the Israeli airstrike were the Revolutionary Guard members or members of a pro-Iranian militia. And so far, this has not been absolutely confirmed, but it has, let's say it's being reported. Me, I'd rather hear it reported by people on the ground than confirmed by somebody in an office. But no immediate comment from Israel. Israel has, by the way, orchestrated this whole thing along with some members of the Trump administration. And a couple things that have slid right past us this week because of all of this glitter on it and froth on the top with this disastrous farm bill, which is really going to stab farmers in the back, and Trump's omnibus spending bill, which apparently is trailing rescissions by the millions, if not billions, of dollars snatched away from programs that benefit the poor. Take a look at that. Google rescission, not recession, rescission. That's the word of the week, which has gone completely unremarked. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, May 10th, 2018. Let's see. Kevin Cryan, engineer for today. Thanks, Kevin. Derek Crooks is AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned. And thanks for your support.